So the gospel message is such an important way to live, such an important message to send to the world, such an important gift to all of us that we can live by. We live by the teachings of Jesus. We live by the grace of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the presence of Jesus in our soul. The kingdom of God is alive in the world and in our souls, in our hearts, and we experience it. We see the beauty of it, the beauty of the teachings of our Lord in the living presence and the active power of God in us. So beautiful, so awesome. And we are impelled, we should feel impelled to spread the gospel as Jesus is sending out his apostles to do this. And we who are experiencing the beauty of the gospel and the beauty of Jesus have to spread it. It's just automatic that we spread the gospel to the world, to everyone we meet, and especially those who don't have any understanding of how to live, or any understanding about God, those who are in false religions. We can help them to by telling them about what we have, and we need to do that actively, offensively, be ready always to share what we have. The gospel, the apostles had other powers in addition to the power of the gospel itself, curing the sick, raising the dead. Jesus is telling them to go around curing the sick and raising the dead. Imagine that, raising people from the dead as a common occurrence in a way. In those days, they just go around, anybody you find dead, raise them to life, bring them back. I don't think it's exactly like that, but something, somewhat. Anybody who dies within a certain period of time, you can raise them from the dead. I give you that power. I'm sure that happened sometimes as they were traveling. But that's amazing to be able to raise somebody from the dead. That's probably the greatest miracle, right? Would you think? What else is greater than raising people from the dead? Would you like to walk on water? Would that be better? Cure people from diseases. Today, cancer is a big thing. Go around curing people from cancer. That would be a big thing. Back then, cure the sick, raise the dead, cure cancer. Doesn't say that, but cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Cleanse the lepers, help people to get out of sin. Drive out demons from people's lives, the devil out of people's lives. Bring them to the sacraments, Eucharist, confession. That'll get rid of them. It'll get rid of the demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give. And then he tells the apostles to go and do this, spread this gospel and spread all this joy and happiness and freedom from sin and sickness and demons. And do it without expecting much. Do it traveling without anything, without even shoes on your feet. That's a kind of amazing thing. I think that's where the Franciscans got it. Do not take any gold or silver or copper, no money, no sack for the journey or a second tunic. You're walking with your arms free, swinging your arms. Nothing, you're not carrying anything, no backsack, no second tunic, no money, and not even any sandals on your feet or walking stick. This is how you are to go about And this is not necessarily to be copied today, but the spirit of it is go about to give the beauty of the gospel free. I received it. I got it. I'm living happy. I'm living with peace and joy and hope for the future and hope for death and hope for beyond death. I have it. I have to spread it freely, joyfully, without self-seeking. No self-seeking. No self-seeking. That's the idea. And also trust in that the Lord is going to give you everything you need. He's going to give you the words to say. He's going to give you the food on the table and the house to stay at. And when you find a good place to stay and good people, stay there. Don't flit about and go to other houses just for comfort. Spread the gospel, and you're going to encounter opposition. There are some people who aren't going to listen to what you have to say, and they're going to fight you and oppose you, and then leave that town, shake your feet. It's their loss. It really is very much their loss, and remind them of it. Remind them of it. We don't have to always win arguments. Just go and share the joy that you have to everyone else. And if they want to fight you and argue with you, just say you don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're losing. I give you what I have, what God has. And Jesus is alive. Jesus is very much alive. And we need to spread this living gospel, the living gospel of the presence of Jesus and Our Lady to help us and the angels and saints and the beauty of the Catholic Church and the sacraments. So let us share what we have, keep it in our hearts, maintain it, persevere, grow stronger in the grace of God and union with Jesus in His will, and share it with the world.